Day 16, here we are. Great to be with you again today as we dig into Psalm 119. And this week, as we look at Psalm 119, we're learning to infuse our prayers with God's word. And if you remember, this psalm is an acrostic psalm. So each stanza of this psalm begins with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And today the letter is P. So we could say this section is practical, it's profitable, precious, it's powerful. So let's read our section of scripture today. And then I want to point out a verse that we might use as a prayer. It reads, "Your statutes are wonderful, therefore I obey them. The unfolding of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commands. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word, and let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from human oppression, that I may obey your precepts. Make your face shine on your servant, and teach me your decrees. Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed." Now listen, we could pray this whole psalm back to God. Lord, help me to be obedient. Lord, give me understanding into your word. Give me a longing for your commands. Lord, thank you for the mercy you've shown me. Direct me today. You could just pray your way right down through this whole psalm. But let's look at verse 136 one more time. It's the last verse in that stanza. And it says, "Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed." Now, I don't know about you, but generally, when I see God's word being pushed aside in our society, it can be frustrating. It can get me to a place of just being angry, can turn my heart cold. But look at what the psalmist says. He says, "Streams of tears flow from my eyes." So when he saw God's word being pushed aside, it didn't make him bitter. It didn't make him rage. It didn't send him out to condemn and just cuss everyone out. It actually brought him to tears. In other words, he had a tender heart. He had a heart that could feel. What wrecked the heart of God is what wrecked his heart. And so here's a question we need to grapple with. Do streams of tears flow from my eyes when God's laws are not obeyed? In other words, does what wrecks the heart of God wreck my heart? A few months back, I came across the story involving the Salvation Army. And the story goes, they were working in a city and they had labored and labored. They'd been working and they saw no fruit, no salvations, no impact. And so they sent a letter to the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, and basically said, "What do we do? We're here, we're seeing no impact, we're discouraged, and we're ready to leave. What should we do?" And the story goes that Booth wrote a two-word letter back to them. And it was these two words, "Try tears." In other words, allow God to tenderize your heart so that what wrecks his heart is what wrecks your heart. You know, some of us haven't felt in a long time. And through this fast, God wants to soften our hearts. So maybe your prayer today might sound like this: "Lord, tenderize my heart. Burn away apathy, indifference, bitterness, rage, so that streams of tears flow from my eyes when your law is not obeyed." Friends, that's a prayer God will answer every time. So in your time this morning with the Lord, I want you to reflect on this question. Does what breaks God's heart break mine? Spend some time reflecting on that and maybe journal about what you feel as in your heart is in your heart, and then pattern a prayer after Psalm 119, verse 136. As we close, let me pray for you. Lord, I pray that during this fast, if our hearts have grown cold, if our hearts have grown indifferent, if there's anger in our heart, Lord, I pray that you would tenderize our hearts. I pray that your Holy Spirit would burn away any anger, indifference, coldness in our heart towards people, Lord. And I just pray you would give us hearts that feel what you feel for other people. Give us that kind of heart, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for being with us. I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.